Visit EasterSeals.com to help.
It's time for exciting high school basketball on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA. Follow your favorite hoops team all season long as we strive to bring you the most exciting girls and boys basketball games in northeastern Kansas, all the way to the state tournament and March Madness. The following is an exclusive presentation of high school basketball and is proudly sponsored by our area sports boosters.
Hey!
Here now live and direct from the court is KNZA Sports Director Justin Fluke.
Y'all ready for this?
Time for game number two. It's Big Seven League basketball. It's 3A sub-state semifinal. Tonight, the Royal Valley Panthers and the Jeff West Tigers are set to meet for a third time this season. Each of the first two games were decided by only 2 points. And one of them went to overtime. However, both games were won by the Royal Valley Panthers, who are the number one seed in this sub-state with a record of 18-3 on the season. They'll be the home team tonight against the number five seed Jeff West Tigers, who are 8-10, fresh off an upset in the opening round on Tuesday night as the Tigers won at Nemaha Central and now try to keep that momentum rolling. Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, who will host the scoreboard show later tonight. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Logan Bitterman and also Kellen Russell on the broadcast tonight as we are streaming on the Sabetha channel with live video and audio at msesports.net. Click Listen Live and select the Sabetha channel. So Jeff West and Royal Valley played on January the 12th. They haven't played since. It's been quite a while. Their first meeting of the year was the one that went to overtime back on December to eight. But as we've seen, Logan, it's postseason, it's sub-state, anything can happen. The records, the previous meetings, you can kind of throw it all out the window. This should be a fun, good game here tonight.
Yeah, and for both of these teams especially, we talked about it in the last game. You think about the boys' 3A bracket this season, and this side with Jeff West and Royal Valley on it, possibly the side that had the more talent, if you will. The other side, you obviously had Marysville and Pleasant Ridge, which we just saw a really close game earlier between those two teams, and you had Sabetha and Hiawatha on that side. But this side you had Seneca, who just got knocked off by Jeff West. And if anything is tonight, like it was Tuesday night, we heard, you know, it kind of got a little chippy between the Tigers and the Thunder. And if that happens tonight, tonight could be a really, really fun game here this evening between the Panthers and the Tigers.
The winner of this game will play tomorrow at 5 p.m. for a chance to advance to state, something that neither one of these basketball programs have done in quite some time. The winner will play Marysville tomorrow, as Marysville was a 45-33 victory earlier tonight against Pleasant Ridge. So Marysville already punching their ticket. They await the winner of this game in the Substate Boys Finals tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. Well, Jeff West under second-year head coach Matt Simmons and Royal Valley under first-year head coach Chris Brown. Coach Brown won a state championship and 6 years with the Jacksonites Cobra Boys, while Matt Simmons is just kind of getting started in his high school coaching career, now in his second season in Meriden. We mentioned during our first game broadcast tonight that the Tigers have had quite the trying season. They have lost five games by a single possession. They've lost seven games by 6 points or fewer already this season, so they certainly are battle-tested and won't flinch if this game, like the first two meetings against Royal Valley, comes down to the wire here tonight. But Jeff West has been able to grind out a few more of those wins lately, including their victory against Nemaha Central earlier this week. That final was 58-51. Royal Valley, only three losses all season. They came in on a six-game winning streak here to Substate and easily won their opening round game over Oskaloosa, 73-26. Kellen Russell is someone that played in the Big Seven League team, saw the likes and the talent of what this league is all about. A third meeting this season and now in sub-state, what are you thinking as a player going into a matchup like this and knowing that you're really going to have to play some of your best basketball to win in advance?
Yeah, I had two pretty different experiences with that. One time we got out of that sub-state and then one time we lost.
So I think really you just want to get out to a lead, get comfortable. I mentioned it in the earlier game that, you know, you got to get familiar with the court, get familiar with the rims, how they're going to play. And each of these teams have played here once before this year. So, you know, you just got to figure it out, get confident, and get comfortable with this game.
Jeff West will be the visitors on the scoreboard in their road black unis. Royal Valley will be the home team in white. Let's go ahead and get you the starting lineups before we take our Boomer Steakhouse pregame timeout. We'll start with the visitors from Jeff West, who will start 6'1 senior Luke Dickey and 5'10 senior Carson Brading in the backcourt. 6'3 senior Josh Brocksterman. Also on the wing is 6'2 senior Wyatt Barnett. And inside it's Garrett Athon, a 6'4 senior for Jeff West. Brocksterman 16 points a game, Athon 14 a night. Next is Brading, who averages 9. So it's Athon, Brocksterman, Brading, along with Luke Dickey and Wyatt Barnett for the Tigers, who are 8-10 on the season. Had some battles with COVID and quarantines and not able to get quite the full regular season in, but now playing some good basketball here this week in Substate. For Royal Valley, their three losses, well, their first game of the year to St. Mary's. They then lost to Holton by 9 and lost to Riverside in overtime. But all of those losses were pretty tight. They have 4 wins by a single possession this year as well, including 2 of those against Jeff West. For head coach Chris Brown and the Panthers in their home whites tonight, they welcome back to the starting lineup K.J. Miller, who's missed almost a month. Miller, a 6'3 junior, has been out for quite some time, but played a little bit against Oskaloosa Tuesday, and he'll get the start tonight. Inside for Royal Valley is Brady Klotz, a 6'5 junior. Also starting is 6'4 junior Mason Thomas. 6'5 junior Knox Wawasik leads the way for Royal Valley, and 5'11 junior Jake Kelly will be at the point, rounding out the starting lineup for the Panthers. So it's Kelly, Wawasik, Thomas, Miller, and Klotz for the 18-3 Panthers, who are led in scoring by Knox Wawasik. In fact, he leads the Big 7 League with over 100 assists and also tops with 67 steals on the year. Wawasik joined in double digits by Brady Klotz, who averages 13 points and 8 rebounds a game, and Mason Thomas posting 11 points per ball game as well. The Panthers scoring nearly 60 per game coming into tonight's matchup. Yeah, the winner of this game will get Marysville, who was a 12-point winner earlier tonight against Pleasant Ridge. We're going to take our timeout right now. It's brought to you by Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Boomer's Steakhouse off Highway 75 in Holton. We'll come back and get this one started. Live from Sabatha, 3A Boys Substate, second semifinal on the Sabatha Channel and KNZA Hiawatha.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household. Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
And here we go. Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman, and Kellen Russell with you here in Sabatha. As Jeff West, the visitors, will start with the ball from half court, and the visitors in the road black unis will go right to left on your radio dial and across your video screen on the Sabatha channel as Josh Broxerman, coming off a huge night on Tuesday, loses the handle here. Royal Valley gets a steal, and it's Wawasek in transition, trying to wrap it around to Kelly, and knocked out of bounds by Wyatt Barnett. It'll stay with the Panthers. Royal Valley and Jeff West, two of the longest teams in the Big 7 League. I guess that's kind of the right word. They both have some size and athleticism, but the length, I think, has given other opponents fits on the defensive side this season. Royal Valley was a pretty big lineup, as all of their starters except Kelly stand at 6'3" or taller. Thomas in the lane. Klotz trying to dump it down to Miller. Fakes, got Broxton on his back, and he scored. K.J. Miller with the first two of the night. And the Panthers with the early lead.
That makes it even scarier, Justin, is the fact that they're all juniors as well.
Possession here for the Tigers. Broxterman skipping it near side to Brady, and that ball is deflected, and Wawasek had it, and now Kelly and the Tigers on the deck covering it up. And we're going to get a jump ball with possession to Royal Valley, so that's two turnovers now against Jeff West. The Tigers were very, very physical. They played kind of with the chip on their shoulder, maybe even got into the heads a little bit of their opponents in Seneca earlier this week. And we'll see how this game kind of plays out here tonight as Jeff West starting in the 2-3 matchup zone. Panthers look to the far corner. Thomas fakes on a three. Royal Valley's made 89 of those this season. Now Thomas on the baseline. Tough shot with the left hand. He missed it, but got his own miss and pumped it in off the window. Mason Thomas with his own stick back, and the Panthers have scored the first four. Carson Brading will set it up against Nantua Wusick. Royal Valley is man-to-man. Dickey to Athon. Garrett, leading rebounder on this Jeff West team. Inside, then the kick out from Barnett to Dickey for a three. Tie off the rim, top of the glass, rebounded by Miller for Royal Valley. Here comes Wawasek. Left to right, move the Panthers in the home whites. Nice find. Klotz wide open. How does that happen? Wawasek gets the assist and says, let's go. Thomas pumping the arms in the air as Klotz, the third different Panther, with a field goal, and they lead 6-0. Broxerman double-teamed, nearly lost it, and then threw it out of bounds over the head of Dickey. So three turnovers on Jeff West, three field goals for Royal Valley. And we've got 5:32 left here in the opening quarter. Lineups presented by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Their website is holthouseautohouse.com. Touchdown low for Klotz at the low block into Athon, and he scores. And right now, Royal Valley making this look easy, and Matt Simmons says, I want a mulligan! A timeout for the Tigers. Almost 3 minutes in, it's all Royal Valley leading 8-0 here on KNZA. We'll take a timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting, the perfect timeout snack. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
At Lasting Impressions, we believe that clearance isn't crap. Come take advantage of our 25 and 50% off clearance racks for huge savings on t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. Visit us at lastingimpressionsofks.com or stop by and see us at 408 Dakota in Holton, where clearance isn't crap.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call him at 969-6400 to reach John McManigle, your local handyman, who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back. An early timeout after a fast Royal Valley start. The Panthers leading 8-0 here in this contest. Justin Pluth back with you along with Logan Bitterman and Kellen Russell. See what the Tigers do out of a timeout. Broxman thought about a three. Dickey has it. Fakes, drives baseline and threw it away. Fourth turnover for Jeff West. Royal Valley held under 50 points, even in both wins against Jeff West. Starting hot here, a Jake Kelly three is no good, but tipped out by Wawasek. And Thomas a three, that's in and out. Rebound clear, but then falling to the floor is Broxterman. They're going to call a foul here on Royal Valley. Boy, Broxterman fell on his backside pretty hard. Went up for that rebound, but Klotz kind of underneath him, and that's our first foul of the night. At 4:40 to go here in the opening quarter. Personal against Jake Kelly. Carson Brading. Athog tops the circle. Dickey looking inside, but nothing there to Barnett. Still the starting five out there for both teams. Brading, Athog, Barnett, Dickey, and Broxterman for the Tigers, and a travel here on Jeff West. Five turnovers, and what are you seeing early on here, guys? Look like just some nerves of Jeff West, or what?
To me, it looks like Royal Valley has kind of been here before in this big pressure game, and Jeff West might not be. And then, really, Royal Valley's picking apart this defense when they have 8 points in the first 3 minutes without Knox Wawasek having any. It's pretty telling.
Klotz, nice high-low. Miller fakes, double-team. Ball blocked away, but a foul will be whistled here against Josh Broxman. That's a good point. I mean, Jeff West in some uncharted territory here, perhaps, and Royal Valley was in some big sub-state games last year. This is a team pretty poised because they got beat in sub-state in the finals by St. Mary's. As K.J. Miller makes the free throw, St. Mary's, like the number seven seed or something last year in that sub-state, they went on to state and actually won a game there. So this is a team that went 21-2. Royal Valley only had two losses all of last year, one in the Big Seven League to Riverside on a Saturday, and then one to end their season. So it is definitely a team looking to finish some uncompleted business.
St. Mary's even got them earlier at the beginning of the season as well.
Yeah, this year they did. Yep. First game of the year, in fact. That seems like a long time ago. Here's Athon. Thought about a three. He'll drive, shoot from the foul line. He hit the deck. Wanted to call. Didn't get one. Panthers come away with it as Thomas dribbles it ahead. Left to right, moves now a three. This one missed by Wawasek, and the ball out of bounds. It'll go to Jeff West. Wawasek, 20 points per game, leading the league in steals and assists. He's made a team-high 23 three-point shots. What's interesting in this game about Wawasek is that he hit the game winner on January the 12th, and he hit the game tying shot to send it to overtime in their first meeting of the year. Wawasek has no doubt been clutch, and here's a foul. Miller up too close with Josh Broxterman, who helps him to his feet. Good sportsmanship there. And foul against K.J. Miller is his first team foul, number two. Tigers have gone 5 minutes here and don't have a point yet on the scoreboard. I don't know how much longer you can do that against the talented Panthers squad we're watching here tonight. Brady, near side, Broxman again, can't get off the three. The defender flew by him, and Jay Boat pumps it in. Jay Brox with a triple. Nice shot fake there as defender flying past him, and Broxman knocks down the triple. So after a 9-0 Royal Valley start, now Jeff West on the board. We'll see if they can lock it in defensively as they play a 2-3 zone. In for Royal Valley is Tyson Murata, 5'9 sophomore, our first substitution of the night. Wawasek up top, over to Thomas, fakes on the three. Miller posting up on Athon. Here's a skip back to Knox inside. A great defensive effort by Barnett, and perfect hustle to save it in. First Royal Valley turnover. Wawasek tried to force one into Miller that time. Here's a fake three by Dickey, who fires from the elbow. It's off the back lip. Rebound to Jeff West. Barnett in the lane. Out to Brading for a three-pointer, and it's missed, but a follow. Good by Josh Broxterman. Five straight for Broxterman, one of the Jeff West seniors, and boy, do they have a lot of them on this team. 9-10 seniors for Jeff West, fighting for their season here tonight, and now back to within four. Miller inside, quickly out to Thomas.
Thomas defended tightly by Luke Dickey. Now Miller had a notion to shoot the three there, but didn't. Murata, who made some starts this season with Miller out of the lineup, lobs it over to Thomas into Kloss at the high post. The ball knocked away from him. That's two turnovers on Royal Valley. Tigers can make this in a one-possession game. Aethon gets it, one of the best free throw shooters in the Big 7 League. Aethon trying to get Dickey, but it's across the lane and out to Broxterman. Another three, and he about went unconscious there for a moment. He had scored the first five and is looking for eight. Here's Klotz, the trailer. Big collision. Charge foul. Stepping in there to take the charge. Boy, Barnett in perfect position. A couple steps out in front of the basket. And on Brady Klotz, that is his first personal foul. Team foul number three. Coach Brown didn't like it. He's having words with the official, Matt Galley, over there on that far side. The Tigers with the ball again, down 9-5. We had under a minute to go, though, here in the first quarter. Rating around the eighth on screen, top of the key. Now picks it up, trying to get it into Garrett. Does. Tough catch in the paint. Goes to the basket. Shot blocked by Mason Thomas. His 22nd block of the year, a team high. Now a three for Brady, and that is short. Rebound by Miller with 40 seconds to go. While Wessex still hasn't scored in this game, he's going to kind of walk it across the timeline. And it looks like the Panthers will try to hold for one shot maybe here at the end of the quarter. They led 9-0, currently leading 9-5. Thomas, Kelly, now Miller. Klotz flashes through on the far side of the lane. Miller bounces it back to Kelly to Wawasek at the half court. Coach Brown signaling in the play, 15 seconds. Close fist on the right hand for Coach O'Neill over there, one of the Royal Valley assistants. 5 seconds left. Wawasek gets the screen, pulls up a long two. He hit the floor. Rebound to Aethon for Jeff West. And he throws it with one hand, and it's no good. And that's the end of 8 minutes of basketball. Well, Royal Valley got the first nine, but Josh Broxterman got the final five. One quarter in the book. It's Big 7 League Class 3A Substate Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Because there was value investing in our community for generations to come, Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate was started by my dad, Dale Kellerman, in the 1960s.
Watching our community evolve over time has given us cause to reminisce about the good old days. But then we see all the new energy that is pouring into our county and the Holton Town Square.
At Kellerman, we reinvest our dollars and energies back into the community, organizations, and events.
Building your future on our past at Kellerman Real Estate
and Kellerman Insurance is something that we are proud of.
Trust. Since the 1950s, your family has trusted their family for all your vehicle's needs. From engine oil changes to engine replacements and everything in between, Ireland Custom Exhaust is where you should be. Trust the ASE certified technicians for more than just your daily driver. Now, Ireland Custom Exhaust can fix and install wiring for your stock trailer and also trailer brake repair. Trust Ireland Custom Exhaust. It's their family helping yours. Located south of Holton on Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Second quarter underway. Jeff West will have the opening possession of quarter number two. Aethon out to Broxterman, fakes the three. Now back down to Garrett. He has it swatted out of bounds, but a foul will be whistled. And that's number two on Brady Klotz. This Royal Valley team does not have a ton of depth as Murata is going to come back in and second personal on Brady Klotz, who will send him to the bench. Along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, I'm Justin Fluke alongside Logan Bitterman and Kellen Russell. First free throw good. Told you Aethon, one of the best. He's 78%. Big 6'4 senior scores for the first time tonight. Now trying to make it a 2-point game. Deep breath, flicks it, and switched it. Garrett Aethon. Adding two to the five straight by Josh Broxterman, and now it's a 9-7 Royal Valley lead. Thomas out to Kelly, and the ball thrown out of bounds. Murata broke to the basket. That's three turnovers on Royal Valley, five early ones on Jeff West. And we're going to get a 30-second timeout here called by the Panthers. Let's step away. 7:28 to go now in the first half. And we might have our first local team from Northeast Kansas punching their ticket to the state tournament. We'll tell you about that when we return in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In sports, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. It's really the same thing with finances. Earning money allows you to score, but saving money helps you stay in the game. For a reliable teammate, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Jeff West basketball out of a timeout by Royal Valley. Both coaches have used one timeout here in the first half. Brady, Nathan, Dickey, Broxterman, and in for the first time is Brendan Shellman, a senior for Jeff West. Nathan high post. Tigers down two here with the ball after trailing early 9-0. Royal Valley playing zone D. Of a 3-2 look with Thomas up top at the point. Here's a long three missed by Broxman, but the rebound by Athon, who one-hands it up and through. Little flip shot and a hook for Garrett Athon, and we're tied at 9. Nobody thought this game was over when it was 9-0, right? Not after two games decided each by 2 points, including an overtime earlier this year. Thomas, Kelly, Murata, Wawasik, and Miller. While Wessex still hasn't scored, Murata shoots and misses, rebounded by Athon. Kelly D'd up and too close, too tight. He fouls Garrett Athon, and that's 6 fouls against Royal Valley. Only 1 foul on Jeff West. It's the second personal on Jake Kelly. And again, this Panther team just does not have much depth. The one key piece that isn't back from a season ago is their starting point guard, who transferred away prior to the start of this season. They've missed Brevin Kennedy a little bit, no doubt about that. Here's a Shellman three. Oh, my! The Tigers get a big triple. As Brennan, coming out of his shell, man, puts the Tigers up by three. And now foul against Jeff West, as this is 12 unanswered points by the Tigers. Foul against Jeff West, only their second and first personal on Brennan Shellman. Inbounds. Boy, the Panthers got to get Wawasik going here. Thomas turning around, shooting at the foul line. It's no good. Offensive board, though. Murata out to Thomas. Back to Murata in the far corner. We got 5:50 to go here in the half as Wawasik checks the clock. Long pass tipped out of bounds by Broxterman. And it'll stay with Royal Valley. But, boy, they look great in the first 5 minutes or so, and they have not looked very good since. Turnovers, fouls, charges. Inbounds to Wawasik, top of the key, gets into the lane. Shot over Shellman, no good. Outlet pass to Brady. Here come the Tigers. Shellman at the foul line. Back, Miller tried to take a charge. It's a no call. Kelly comes away with the basketball. One-on-one against Brady, who got a deflection, and then it was kicked. So I guess that kick counts, but the possession had almost changed, right? Because it looked like Jeff West kind of had a tip, like they were the last one to touch it before they kicked it themselves. Yeah, Lott's going to have to come back in here with 2 fouls because Royal Valley needs something offensively going. This time, Wawasik's going to trigger it in. Underneath their own goal, inbounds to Kelly, passes up a wide open three. Wawasik through the lane, up, and it's good, plus one. Well, it took a while and it took some work, but Wawasik is in the scorebook and has a chance for the three-point play to tie this game at 12. So that stops a 12-0 Jeff West run. How crazy is that? 9 unanswered for Royal Valley, followed by 12 straight for Jeff West. And now Wawasik converts on the three-point play. The foul on Brennan Shellman, who hit a huge three to cap that 12-0 run. And now he has a second personal foul. And Royal Valley is going to come with some full-court pressure. Shellman stays out there. Rockstrom in backcourt with Athon. And the pass thrown away by Wawasik. He intercepted it, goes in, and a foul against Josh Broxterman. Broxterman telling the official, hey, he slammed me to the ground, but the official saying, you shut your mouth, young man. I don't need you telling me how to do my job here tonight and who did what. As the foul here against Jeff West, Josh Broxterman. He got teed up on Tuesday night in Seneca. I was told I wasn't there. I was told there was quite a bit of chit-chat going on during that ball game in Seneca on Tuesday. Well, Wesley gets another free throw, and now his four straight points give Royal Valley a one-point advantage. By the way, the team from our area that might clinch a spot at state is Holton. They're leading by three with 9 seconds left in their sub-state championship game at Wamego. Both free throws good for Wawasik. Miller goes out as clocks returns here for the Panthers. Jeff West will try to take care of the basketball, beat this full court press. Lost it last time. Barnett back in. He gets it to Athon on the right wing in front of Coach Brown. Now Barnett, nice feed to Shelman. Beautiful fake and the lay in on the right side. He faked it at the left block. Scooted to the other side with the dribble there. And Shelman having a game. He's got five here in the second quarter. We're tied at 14. 4:45 to go till the break. Kelly in the lane. Thomas. Wawasik wanting it, begging for it. He's open on the far side. This game's getting real physical. Now the ball lost by Murata. And Jeff West comes up with it as Luke Dickey intercepts the pass. Turnover against the Tigers is their seventh. Now they get it back as Royal Valley steals it with clocks. Wawasik 2-on-2. Got by Dickey. Runs over a Tiger. Missed a shot. And is this a block foul? Officials get together to talk about it. So why did he blow his whistle? Now they confirm a block. But why do you blow your whistle if you don't know what you're going to call and you go over and visit with the official about what the call should be?
Well,
explain that one to me, Kellen.
I think he thought the guy underneath the basket would call it, or someone had to make that call. I thought it was a charge, but, you know, he thought it was a block, so you got to go with it. But someone's got to make that call over there, I think.
Foul on Carson Brading is first as he tried to take the charge. And Matt Simmons is having a heated discussion with Mr. Galley, the official there on the far side. And that's my question. I mean, whether it was a charge or whether it was a block, I think it could have gone either way. But the fact that the official blew the whistle for some reason, but then went to the other official to see what the call was going to be. Free throw good for Wawasik. He's heating it up here in this second quarter now with six free throws, 6 points. Shelman feeling it, along two. This one no good, and Panthers will let it go out of bounds. So Wawasik made one of two that time at the line, right? He's got 6 points and is 4-for-5 at the stripe. And the Panthers took the lead with that one free throw at 15-14 here in the midway point of this second quarter. Will Valley led 9-5 at the end of one. Wawasik, a tough guarded lean in two. No, but he got his own rebound. Power dribble. Tough shot with the left hand. No good. And Athon clears it. Well, both these teams are pretty physical. No doubt about that. You better be strong with the basketball no matter where you're at on the court tonight. Athon wraps it around to Brading. A couple other Big Seven League coaches, John Thomas and Scott Berger, sitting together chatting about this one across the way tonight. And this missed long shot by Brading out of bounds. It'll be Panther possession. Of course, Jeff West upset Coach Thomas's Nemaha Central team on Tuesday night. And by the way, the Holton boys are going to the state tournament. Holton beats Wamego 60-56. So the Holton boys are the first team from our area to clinch their spot in the state tournament. Here's a steal by Jeff West. Royal Valley's fourth turnover. The stop, the fake, the miss, but the follow is good by Luke Dickey. Brady couldn't get it to go, but Dickey finishes it. And another lead change as the Tigers on top, 16-15. Royal Valley, five turnovers, excuse me now. Jeff West has seven. Five of those came early in the game when they fell down 9-0. Wawasik makes the pass in to Miller. Now Thomas on the wing. Doesn't shoot the three. Dickey almost tearing him too. As it goes back to Wawasik now. Good crowd on hand tonight. There's a three-point shot missed by Thomas. Good rebound by Carson Brading. Brading one-hands it up. Miller got a deflection, and he tapped that three rows up towards the Royal Valley student section. They appreciate the effort by the big guy coming back from a tough foot injury that had him on crutches for a couple weeks earlier in this season. He's out there tonight, 2:10 to go. Tigers lead it by one, and they have the ball. Eighth on to Dickey. Luke over to Brady. Kelly, tight defense with two fouls. He's defending Barnett. Inside it goes to Aethon. Puts it up in a double team and missed it. Rebound by Wawusa. Going to reach in foul.
Probably not a real smart foul there. As,
I mean, Wawusa could easily secure that rebound. And Coach Simmons telling here at Aethon that, hey, no need to waste one there. That far from the basket? I mean, what are you going to do? You're probably not going to knock it away from Wawusa. Garrett picks up his first. Matt Simmons screaming for his team to D it up. The former NAIA Defensive Player of the Year, the MIAA at Fort Hays State University. Preaching D. Wawusa got the screen over to Kelly, who will fire a triple and hit. Big shot, Jake Kelly. First points tonight on the first Royal Valley three-point basket made that puts the Panthers ahead by two. Brady. Intercepted. Klotz with the steal. Klotz up the court. Lays it in with the right hand. Brady Klotz playing tough with two fouls. He's got six. And now the Panthers lead by four. It starts with the defense. The turnover that produces a layup at the other end. Aethon around the screen from Barnett. Aethon keeps the dribble. Back to Brady and it goes. Near side now to Dickey. Dickey holds it. Thomas defending him. He takes him off the dribble left side. Pass across the baseline. Brady. Where's Josh Brockstrom? Is he okay? He's on the bench forever, hasn't he? He's not even in foul trouble.
He's got two fouls.
Does he now? Okay, yeah. I kind of missed that. And the Tigers turn it over again. What? I don't know how much longer they can go with Brox over there on the bench. So six fouls on Jeff West, two on Shellman, and two on Brockstrom. Five fouls on Royal Valley as they have it here with a four-point lead. And they may hold for the final shot of this quarter. Half a minute to go. It looks like Wawusa's going to be content. They led by four at the end of a quarter. They're currently up by four. Final seconds of the half. Wawusa slapping away Brady's hand. Pass over to Murata. Back to Wawusa with 15 seconds to go. A foul would be a one and one unless it's in the act of shooting. Kelly, back to Wawusa. 5 seconds left. Knox pulls up for three. Bingo! Ice in his veins. Wawusa holds that hand out to the side saying, give me it. And he knows how to finish. Knox Wawusa with an explosive 9-point second quarter and makes it a 7-point Royal Valley lead here at the break. Couple big swings in that half. Panthers 23, Tigers 16. More basketball on the halftime shows coming up.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holton is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With five auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holton, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
Hey, this is Nikki from the Pines in Holton. If you're looking for flexible scheduling and an amazing team to work with, please apply for a position at the Pines. CNA and CMA positions are available, offering competitive wages, night shift differential, supplemental health insurance benefits, paid time off, and more. Become a part of the Pines family by picking up an application at either location. For further information, check us out on Facebook, The Pines of Holton. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
State Farm. This is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And welcome into our halftime show. At the break, it's Royal Valley 23 and Jeff West 16. What a game of swings. Royal Valley scored the first nine. Jeff West answered with 12 in a row. We went back and forth a couple times there midway through the second quarter, but the Panthers certainly finished this half strong as they scored the last 8 points of the second quarter and lead by seven at the break. 23-16 is our halftime score. We'll get to the first half statistics in a little bit, but we'll start with Logan here and get your thoughts kind of on this first half. Pretty entertaining basketball, certainly a lot different than what we saw in our earlier matchup tonight when Marysville beat Pleasant Ridge by 12.
Yeah, and the way this game started, I mean, at the end of the first quarter it was 9-5. Royal Valley was up 9-0, and Jeff West just came right back here in the start of the second quarter, basically. And it's kind of Josh Broxerman kind of started getting it going, and then Brendan Shulman, he had a big three and then another two-point shot as well. And so you add that on, and, I mean, it's only a seven-point game right now, but you think about the way both teams have played, and you talked about it, Justin, the physicality between these two teams. This is Big 7 League basketball, and every single night, even in sub-state, you got to come out here against these Big 7 League schools, and you got to want to compete against each other. And if you don't, the other one can just run you off the court just like that. But this just being a seven-point game, anything's possible here, and you alluded to it as well. Both times that these two teams have played each other this season, it's been 2 points deciding factor in both of those games. So this game is not technically over. I mean, you know, 7 points, a lot of people wouldn't say it is, but the way Royal Valley kind of ended the first half there, you would think, well, Royal Valley, if they come out and start the second half, but Jeff West, they're very capable, and they could come back and make it a heck of a game here down the stretch.
I mean, they've already scored 12 unanswered points against Royal Valley tonight, yeah. So, yeah, they could easily go on another 12-0 run. We've seen it, so this game far, far, far from over. The turnovers are kind of the big difference on the stat sheet, as Jeff West had 10 turnovers and Royal Valley only had five. Tigers 2-for-2 at the line, and Jeff West had 2 3-point baskets go in. Royal Valley made 2 threes as well. Big one by Wawasik there to end the half. 7-point lead instead of 4. Panthers also made 5 of 7 free throws in the first two quarters. So 7-point game here at the break. Our first half statistics brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. For year-round tax help that goes beyond filing your tax return and tax preparation offered throughout the year, trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side. It's the Optimized Tax Management Group. Member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tanking and Kay Omner in Holton, or any K Tax Services with Gary Schlegel and Jacob Ginks, just west of Whiting. For the visiting Jeff West Tigers, four players scored, a three-pointer each and 5 points each for both Brendan Shulman and Josh Broxerman. Garrett Athon had 4 points and 2 for Luke Dickey. That's it for the Tigers. For Royal Valley, Wawasik, no points in the first quarter, but they got him going there in the second. It started by getting to the line, and then the big three came late as well. Wawasik finished with 9.5. Brady Klotz had 6. K.J. Miller with 3, and Mason Thomas had the other 2. Also, 2 fouls each for Brady Klotz and Jake Kelly for Royal Valley, and 2 personals each for Josh Broxerman and Brendan Shulman. And as Royal Valley finished that half on an 8-0 run, Josh Broxerman was on the bench during that 8-0 run for Royal Valley, who started the game with a 9-0 run, but Jeff West in the middle of that half had a 12-0 run themselves to kind of position themselves right back here in it. Let's get the thoughts now from Kellen Russell here on our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town with the 110% price match guarantee. Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway K-16. And Kellen, what are kind of your thoughts, some of the things you've seen, and feel like maybe the difference is, or what's going on here at the Brick?
Yeah, I think you were talking about it earlier. Brockstrom going out with foul trouble is big, because when they were getting their offense running, it was all through him. You know, he's making shot fakes, he's driving the ball, kicking it, or else he's just finishing it. And, you know, they got to get shots off. They're turning it over, and Royal Valley gets the fast break. But even if they're not hitting their shots, Afton's great at the second chance points and getting them right up there. So Jeff West going to have to be aggressive on offense and shut Knox Wasik down here, I think.
Yeah, Broxton had the first 5 and the only 5 points for Jeff West in the first quarters. They were down 9-5, but they carried those 5 points from Broxton into the second quarter. 5 big ones by Brennan Shellman were a huge lift off the bench for the Tigers, who again trail at the break 23-16 here against Royal Valley. The winner gets Marysville, who won 45-33 earlier in the first game tonight. That boys' sub-state championship game here from Sabetha will be broadcast right here on 103.9 FM tomorrow evening starting at 5 p.m. Also live audio and video on the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net. Just click listen live. The girls' game tomorrow at 2 p.m. will be Nemaha Central against Sabetha for the right to go to state. By the way, again, we do have one local team already punching their tickets to the state tournament. Congratulations, Holton Wildcat boys. They win at Wamego tonight, 60-56, after beating Atchison earlier this week to advance to the 4A state tournament next week in Salina. We'll take one more timeout here on the halftime show. Third quarter straight ahead. Again, two games, both decided by 2 points between these teams earlier this season. So hold on for the second half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Slagle and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
How is Jeannie Vincent's experience at Holt House Auto House?
I had a very pleasant buying experience with them. I dealt with Joe, and any questions I had, he answered me. He talked to me rather than through above me, around me, or I thought that was very respectful of him. I had a very pleasant experience. They gave me much more respect than a certain dealership that I've dealt with in Topeka in the past.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
See them online, too, at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com.
Zero turn with speed to burn. That's Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair. And all in-stock Hustlers are on sale now during their big spring sales event. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts built right here in Kansas. And ask about the layaway program at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Second half underway. Welcome back. The studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman, and Kellen Russell back with you. Here's a three by Carson Brady, and it's no good and out of bounds. It'll stay with Jeff West. Royal Valley actually had the ball to begin the third quarter, but Brady Klotz going to the basket, missed one. Jeff West was trying to take a charge on that as well, so that was potentially dangerous as Klotz playing with two fouls here as we begin this second half. Athon going to try a three for Jeff West. It's no good. Rebound tipped, and it'll go to the Panthers. Rockstrom out there with two fouls. He's kind of a key for Jeff West to stay on the floor, as we noted there during the break. Barnett, Athon, Rockstrom, Dickey, and Brady in the starting five for Coach Matt Simmons and the Tigers. Royal Valley with Wawasik, Thomas, K.J. Miller out there getting the start tonight. Klotz and Kelly, and a missed three-pointer by Mason Thomas. He's been quiet tonight for the Panthers. They really haven't shot it well from outside the arc, but they lead by 7. Rockstrom spent a lot of that second quarter on the bench. Nearly threw this one away, but Dickey reels it in. Cuts across the lane to Rockstrom in the near corner. Jay Brock feeds it in to Aeson. Back to the basket. Double team. Finds a cutter to the basket. That's Dickey, who fakes and then has a shot blocked by Mason Thomas. Two blocks for Thomas, but he's been good on the defensive end tonight. Still 23-16. Minute and a half gone by here in the third quarter. Miller skips it to Wessick inside the quad. Tough shot, good, as he was being pushed down. A nice find by Najwa Wessick as well. And Klopp here has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
I'm not sure that was a set play, but that just looked like natural ball play right there. It's just skip pass right into Klopp, flashing the paint. Pretty good look.
Klopp will attempt his first free throw of the game as Barnett goes out. The personal was on him. Free throw for Klotz is good. Under 50% shooting free throws, but he got that one in. A 9-point game for Klotz as Royal Valley out to their biggest margin of lead here tonight. 26-16 Royal Valley. Panther girls went to state back-to-back years. 2 years ago, they won it all. They're 3 years ago as well. Panther boys would like an appearance. Here's a little floater teardrop into the lane. Josh Brockstrom. He's got seven. A much-needed bucket there by the Tigers. Well, Wessick to Thomas. Royal Valley, the home team, the top seed. They're going right to left here on your dial the rest of the night. Kelly is traversed around the horn over to Wessick. Both teams playing a little zone here in the second half. 5:30 to go, third quarter. Deflection there by Brockstrom. 26-18. Both coaches used only one timeout in that first half. While Wessick gets it up top. Into the 2-3 zone, into the middle, and the shot by Thomas, no good at the foul line, but a rebound by Klotz, and a little baby hook, good with the right hand. Brady Klotz has scored 5 consecutive points here for Royal Valley. They lead again by 10, and then Klotz gets a deflection. Touches the pass from Brady, intended for Aethon, into the bleachers. It'll stay here on the Tiger offensive side. Stress West, the number 5 seed, coming off their best boys basketball season in 12 years. They went 12 wins last season, finished 12-9. A team that had won between 7 and 11 games for 13 years in a row. Little fadeaway by Shellman, no good. While Wessick rebounds and wants to run. Doesn't really have numbers. Kicks it ahead to Kelly, who fakes a 3, goes underneath, and now finds Thomas. Thomas, jump stop, shot from the block. He went up with it and came down with it. And that is called a travel. 6th turnover on Royal Valley. How crazy is that to finish within a couple games of 500 for 13 straight years? It's just a couple games above or a couple games below. Tigers took a step forward last season in the first year for head coach Matt Simmons. Rockstrom nearly lost the handle, but he's able to get it back. Now a 3-on-2, and Brady lost it in the lane. It goes to Shellman on the low bleach line. He's in trouble. Finds Dickey in the corner, who gets it to Aethon. Now a long 3 by Brady, and that is short. Rebounded by Klotz. And a foul, and it's on Aethon of Jeff West, showing some frustration in front of the Tiger bench as that's personal number 2, Aethon, joining Rockstrom and Shellman. And also 2 fouls here in the second half now against the Tigers.
And both of his fouls have been 90 feet away from the basket, so you got to compose yourself there and just think a little more.
Well, Wessick walking this one ahead as everybody catches their breath halfway through the third quarter. Klotz going to work down low. Reverse layup, and he's taken over the game. Klotz was 7 in his third quarter already, extending the largest lead of the night. Royal Valley up 12. Rating out to Dickey, double-teamed, in trouble, nearly lost it, gets it back, still in trouble, lost it again, might have been a double dribble, and then a timeout by Coach Simmons. It wasn't anything pretty going on there for the Tigers in the half-court offense. We'll take a break. 3:39 left, third quarter. It's Royal Valley 30, Jeff West 18. Timeouts courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack online at popcorngifts.net.
The pandemic has left everyone with a long list of things to catch up on. time with friends, travel, and visits with loved ones at Community Healthcare System. We know you need to catch up on care too. Care for yourself and your family by scheduling the wellness visit, cancer screening, or the important test you missed last year. Catch up on care at Community Healthcare System to make sure you stay healthy in 2021. Visit online at chcsks.org to find out more information. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Jeff West basketball out of the timeout. Royal Valley pressuring him. Here's Shellman in the lane. Tough shot as contact came, and he missed it but did get fouled. And Brendan Shellman will shoot two. The Tigers just 2 for 2 from the line, and Royal Valley's made 6 of 8 free throws so far in this game. Panthers currently with their biggest lead of the night. Shellman's first free throw is no good. He's 57% on the year. Shellman scored 5 straight in the second quarter, part of that 12-0 run for Jeff West. Shellman a second time after a few dribbles, and this one is short. I feel like this is a dangerous time for the Tigers here right now. Royal Valley been scoring in a hurry, and they've been kind of scored at will. They've got Klotz really involved. Here's Thomas. He's had a tough offensive night. Now over to Walensik on the right wing. Thomas baseline. Back out to Klotz. Bounce pass down low to Miller. Back in his way to the basket. Missed it, but Walensik gets a tip. And Kelly had it. And then knocked out of bounds by Dickey. The officials, neither one sure. They're going to keep it here with Royal Valley basketball. Klotz will trigger it in. Kelly, Thomas, Wawasik, and Miller out there for Coach Chris Brown. Jeff West has Dickey, Brady, Shellman, Broxterman, and Athon. Still nobody with 3 fouls yet in this game. 2:50 to go, third quarter. Wawasik doesn't shoot the 3, drives on Broxterman, gets a tough shot off, and hit it. Man, he can make the toughest shots look kind of easy sometimes.
That was great defense from Broxterman, too, and Wawasik's just pretty gifted offensively.
A 14-point lead now for the Panthers. Braden calling for a screen. Gets it. Goes the other way. Now the pass to Athon. Into the lane he goes. Around Miller. Nice pass. Shellman able to finish. Beautiful dish with the wraparound by Athon to Brendan Shellman. 32-20. And we're heading towards the 2-minute mark here in this third quarter. Jeff West has gone man-to-man defensively now. Kelly off the bounce into the far corner. Thomas. And we got a reach-in foul here. 3 of the 4 fouls in this half are against the Tigers, and this personal is on Luke Dickey. Just his first. Lob Klotz in the lane. Takes it right at Shellman, and he banks it home. What a quarter, Brady Klotz. 15 points now on the night to lead all scores. He's almost got as many as Jeff West. Tigers got to get the lid off and get scoring here. Down 14 again and only 20 points on the board late third quarter. Broxterman to Brady, over to Dickey. Athon comes to set the screen. Dickey goes baseline. Thomas recovers. Now Athon on the wing. Fakes a 3, then shoots the 3, and it's no good. Tip into the hands of Thomas for Royal Valley. Panthers in the home white, the top seed in this 3A sub-state, going right to left. Wawasik lobs to Miller. Easy basket around Shellman. K.J. Miller. 16-point lead for Royal Valley. Here's a 3 by Broxterman, and that's no good high off the rim. Boy, a real quick shot there, but the Tigers are going to catch a break as Thomas had the rebound and stepped out of bounds. Brady Klotz saying, hey, it's okay, even if you felt like you were pushed out. No need to talk to the official. Let's play here. We lead 36-20. Tigers will draw something up underneath their own basket. Brady to inbound. Looking for cutters. Coming to the cup. Nothing there. So it goes to Athon. Into Broxterman. It turns and shoots over Miller. Shred. Broxterman with 9. Under a minute to go here in the third. Lead was as many as 16 just a moment ago. Thomas lobs, caught. No help defense from behind. That is way, way, way too easy. Klotz has scored 11 points in this third quarter.
Aethon trying to force something off balance and didn't get the bounce. He hit the deck. Boy, Jeff West not running a whole lot of offense the last few times down the court with the ball. And Royal Valley, like they did at the end of the first two quarters, is going to try to hold for the last shot at the end of the third as well. While Wessa get a tray just before intermission to put him up by 7. Now they're trying to add to a lead of 16. Kelly's got it with 5 seconds to go. To Wawasik in the corner. The shot over Dickey is so good, and that'll send us to the fourth. Royal Valley 38, Jeff West 22. The winner, one win away from the state tournament, will play tomorrow night at 5 against Marysville. We return to Sabetha following a one-minute break on FM 103.9 KSDA.
On the line. You've probably heard this phrase many times. For the Kansas Turf team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are all part of being on the line. Kansas Turf, and now its national brand, Mammoth Sports Construction, have been on a mission to do just that, providing a home field advantage to their clients. If your school or community is ready to take that next step of being on the line, visit Kansas Turf's new website, mammothturf.com.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For a free insurance review, visit local shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Sabetha. Tiger turnover to start the fourth quarter. Not going to help things, although that is just their first turnover of the second half. But Royal Valley just went on a 15-6 third quarter and have their biggest lead of the night. Panthers up by 16. As we start the fourth, with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Flukback with you, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell on the call, Mike Bitterman on the camera, the Sabetha Channel 3 at MSCSports.net. Clots down, though, Miller. Man, Kellen, how's Royal Valley getting so many wide-open baskets right now inside?
Yeah, these posts for Royal Valley, they're physically gifted. They're huge, and they're smart. And you can tell Royal Valley works on their passing to the post because every one of them is crisp right in there.
Dickey misses the shot for Jeff West. Yeah, Miller and Klotz have kind of taken over this game.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've seen a physically gifted kid in the Big 7 as Klotz in a while. He's about as big as they get and also as quick. Pretty fun to watch.
Crazy that all these guys for Royal Valley are juniors, but they all started last year as sophomores. A lot of talk about whether they'll all be back next year as seniors, but who cares about that right now? Here's Klotz from the foul line. He says, hey, I got range! Mr. Pluke, I don't have to shoot underneath every time. I got that mid-range J right here, and the lead is up to 20. Klotz has exploded with 19. I interviewed him on the radio earlier this season, and he went out and scored 34 the next night, so I took partial credit for that from Brady Klotz. Here's Broxton driving. He hit the deck. And are they just going to say he lost the ball with no contact there? I guess they signal it to Royal Valley, so another Jeff West turnover. And, boy, Matt Simmons has to be thinking about a timeout here. I mean, this one's just about to start flickering the lights and closing that door on the Jeff West season here, already down 20. As the Panthers have gotten four quick ones to begin the fourth quarter, now we're at 6:15 to go in the game. Well, Wessick bumped by Broxton. Poor Jay Brox, he's like, hit the deck so hard there at the other end, trying to get a foul on his way to the basket, and now that's about the most tic-tac foul we've seen in the night, and Coach Simmons is going to pull Broxton out of the game, maybe just to kind of regain his composure here a little bit, catch his breath, and try to make a run late. Broxton with his third foul now, it's four of the five fouls this half against the Tigers, who trail by 20. Brady down low, getting it up top to Wawasik. He's had a very quiet 11. Five starters, the only guys that have scored for Royal Valley tonight. Wessling tried to wheel around and does. Hitting the deck was Luke Dickey. Coach Simmons saying, did he not kind of like hook his arm and push him down when he did that? Well, Wessling has 13. They pretty much let him play tonight. I mean, that last little hand check by Broxerman was questionable, but other than that, I mean, they've really let him go at it. Now a foul at the other end, and it's on at Royal Valley for the second time. But as we've talked about it, I mean, these teams are physical, so, you know, and for the most part, I think fans would like to let him play. Pop's going to go out for a little breather. Talk about well-deserved. Sheesh. Been a man amongst boys out there at times tonight. Tigers throw away the inbound pass. Kelly intercepts it one-on-one, and he shoots and missed. Follow, though, while Wessling, that won't go. Aethon has it. End of the game for Jeff West for the first time tonight is Luke Juarez. He's one of those many seniors that play off the bench. A lot of them got some time in that final regular season makeup game against Jeff West last Thursday night in Meriden. Aethon missed a little shot there, and the Tigers have kind of gone ice cold here from the floor. Maybe rushing everything just a little bit, huh? Timeout Royal Valley. Scores doubled up. It's 44-22 as the Panthers call their second timeout of the night. Chris Brown will talk it over, and we'll thank one of our great KNZA sports boosters making the live broadcast possible. 3A Substate Sabatha continues right after this.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. 4:54, all that's left here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back in Sabatha tomorrow for the Sabatha Nemaha Central Girls 2 p.m. Substate Championship. And then at 5 p.m., the boys' title matchup with Marysville awaiting the winner of this one. This is a Royal Valley timeout. Royal Valley has the basketball, and they lead by 22. Down low to Miller again. It's easy, peasy, putting in five. K.J. Miller has nine. They're just getting it to the big guys. They're just laying it in. Rockstroman back in there with three fouls. A step back three-point shot. No good. Battle for the rebound. And Wawasik has it. Two on two. Gets away from the defender behind him. Shot in the lane. Blocked by Brockstrom. Two all-big seven-league performers there. Brading with good dribbling. Carson has not scored yet in this game. Jeff West has not scored in this four-minute stretch of the fourth quarter gone by. Brockstrom missed the turnaround. Jay on the baseline. And I don't know if Coach Simmons has any more options at this point. Royal Valley has scored all 8 points in this fourth quarter. So they closed the first half on an 8-0 run. They started the game on a 9-0 run. Here's a K.J. Miller three. Wow! Just like cloth, it doesn't always have to be right underneath the basket. K.J. Miller, welcome back. He's got 12, and the Panthers are pouring it on. Here's a three. Good by Aethon from NBA range. That stops an 11-0 Royal Valley run to begin this fourth quarter. It's been a game of runs. I mean, 9-0 Royal Valley, 12-0 Jeff West, 8-0 Royal Valley, 11-0 Royal Valley. Now another basket for the Panthers. This time they get fouled as well. And Jake Kelly, another junior for this Royal Valley squad, heading to the line for a three-point play. K.J. Miller goes out, clots back in. K.J.'s tried to hide that smile, but he can't. And he doesn't need to. He's played fantastic tonight. 12 points for Miller. Wessick with 13. Klotz has 19. And now Kelly goes out with 6 points tonight as he converts the three-point play. The defense, the Panthers have been down their bench. Cole Dressman, a senior, in there for the first time. Jason Murata returns as well. 52-25. Rockstrom steps into a three over Wawasik. Almost banked in. The rebound by Dressman. Murata will sprint the basketball up the court by Barnett, but then stolen away by Brockstrom. Good help defense. Jay Brock slings it in with the right hand. He's now at double digits with 11. I don't know if he had enough energy or fuel left in the tank to really try to slam that one or not. I think the thought crossed his mind, but... And Royal Valley turns it over. Bad pass there. Well, once they claim it, it was tipped. The official says no. We got 8 turnovers now in Royal Valley. 2 in a row here. Murata goes out and in for the first time tonight. Royal Valley going really deep down their bench now. It looks like an opportunity to get everybody in. This is Daniel Coleman in there for Royal Valley. Rockstrom. Guess I wasn't the only person in Sabetha gym here grabbing a roster to find who checked in. Here's a three, almost banked, but missed by Barnett. And Klotz has another rebound. Almost averaging a double-double this year is Brady Klotz. As we're down to 2 minutes to go in the game. 52-27 Royal Valley. They've won every quarter and kind of extended this lead big time here in the second half. Baseline, Wawasik foul by Brockstrom, and that's his fourth. It's on the floor. Team foul number 6, so no free throws quite yet. Brockstrom may have some chance to play a little ball at the next level next year. Klotz out, Murata in. Have you ever seen Royal Valley have this small of a lineup? Is Wawasik coming out too? Holy moly. I don't think they have a 6-footer out on the floor compared to their starting lineup that basically has everybody 6'2 or taller. So Panthers are going to clear the bench and get everybody involved here in this sub-state semifinal. Royal Valley in for the first time tonight now. Antonio Hopkins, like Daniel Coleman. These are guys that haven't played much varsity all year. Luke Boyden also in for the first time. There's a wide open three for Hopkins. No offensive board for a moment by Coleman. It's not that amounts by Jeff West. Just a minute 22 to go. Of course, Coach Lynn O'Neill, longtime Scott City Beaver head coach, won some state titles with Scott City with his boys and Scott Baker and the likes there. Been an assistant for a few years with the Royal Valley boys. He teaches at Seaman, but that championship pedigree brought to the Panthers is the missed shot by Barnett, but he gets his rebound and is fouled on the follow. O'Neill stayed on as an assistant coach after Trent Oliva stepped away. Trent Oliva guided the Panthers the last 2 years for following his love and passion of a high school baseball coach down at Seaman. Keith Pelton, the assistant before that at Royal Valley, is now Jeff West is going to concede here and clear their bench as well. I don't know, the Tigers coming off their best season ever under second-year head coach Matt Simmons. It's been a battle this year for a lot of different reasons, but I mean, they've done well, probably better than some teams expected. Barnett makes that second free throw, and now he will come out of the game as well. So the Tigers have Preston Gibson, a senior, Brennan Shellman, a senior, Luke Juarez, a senior, also Devin Watkins, a junior, and Logan Wheeler, another senior. So all those guys new out there for Jeff West. Panthers with the ball. It's Omar Hygiene with a left-handed shot. No good. Rebound free and picked up by the Tigers. Approaching 40 seconds to go. Juarez lobbing it into Shellman. Goes to work on the block and draws the foul. He had 5 straight points in the second quarter to spark a 12-0 run for Jeff West. That got him back in it, but they didn't have any more runs the rest of the night. And the Panthers had a couple more big ones, including the final 8 points in the first half, and then an 11-0 run to start this fourth quarter. Put the game away. Shelby misses and has one more coming. And in for Royal Valley Well, now we're really in trouble because this guy isn't even listed on their sub-state roster in the official program. Shelman's second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Cole Dressman for the Panthers, who lead 52-28. The Royal Valley and Marysville boys. I'm already getting excited about that one. Panthers controlling the ball here in the final seconds. Now the drive and the shot, no good by Daniel Coleman. And Jeff West comes away with the rebound. So two close games decided by two, one in overtime. But much like we saw the Royal Valley or the Nemaus Central girls do to Jeff West last night, the Royal Valley boys win it easy tonight here against Jeff West. Three-pointer for the Tigers at the buzzer, no good. And your final score is Royal Valley 52, Jeff West 28. Postgame, Claire DeBancon, final stats, and the scoreboard show, all still coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Have you heard? Family Practice Associates is now named Holton Family Medicine, Hoyt Family Medicine, and Wetmore Family Medicine. While it's a new name, we are still dedicated to providing quality care to our friends and neighbors. We are still personally invested in your communities, serving you through compassion and knowledgeable health care. We are still here to show you the difference between treatment and care. Count on Holton, Hoyt, Wetmore, Family Medicine to provide personalized care with hometown heart. Quality care close to home.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
A line of credit can make a critical difference in running of a farm or ranch. Hi, this is Mick at Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. Planting time is a small window of opportunity that can easily be ruined by equipment failure. You simply don't have time to apply for and wait for financing. But with a line of credit at Citizens State Bank at your disposal, repairing or replacing that equipment is much easier. Come see Randy Fee, Dell Elfner, or Luke Moore today, and they will get you started on your ag line of credit. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Sabatha one final time on this Friday night. We'll be back here for a couple sub-state championship games tomorrow. It'll be Sabatha, Nemaha Central Girls, and then Royal Valley and Marysville Boys. So four different communities all come to try to cheer on their team to the state tournaments here tomorrow. Games at 2 for the girls and 5 for the boys in Sabatha. Final score in our second semi tonight. Royal Valley wins at 52-28 over Jeff West. Marysville beat Pleasant Ridge 45-33 earlier this evening. Royal Valley scored the first 9 points of the night, and then Jeff West got 12 and led 12-9. But then once Royal Valley retook the lead after a couple lead changes in the second quarter, the Panthers got a three from Knox Wawasik to go ahead 23-16 at the break. The game was never even any closer than that 7-point margin, a 15-6 third quarter, and then a 14-6 fourth quarter as that totals a 29-12 second half for Royal Valley, who's now 19-3 on the season. And the Jeff West boys in their campaign with 8 wins and 11 losses. And Kellen, I'll start with you this time. I mean, we talked about it quite a bit. A pretty quiet night for Knoxville-Wessick, and the Panthers, they didn't really need any perimeter shooting. They just had post play that was a huge difference tonight.
Yeah, those Royal Valley boys look like they're well positioned to post up, and then the guards just beat them, and it's good basketball. You know, they move the ball around, and then their guard Knoxville-Wessick, he's not making a big difference on the offensive end with the scoring, but without him, they're not getting all those post entries. I mean, he's just quite the athlete. Makes a difference when he's on the floor for sure.
Logan, what kind of stood out to you tonight? There's not a ton of difference in the stats or anything. It's just Royal Valley played a heck of a lot better, basically.
Yeah, Royal Valley, they were prepared tonight, whereas Jeff West, at first, didn't look like they were, and then they went up on that 12-0 run and got the lead by 3 and then just kind of let Royal Valley just kind of hand it to them, saying, you know what, you guys can move on and take on Marysville tomorrow night. We're just going to go ahead and, you know, let you guys have this one. It's kind of how you got the feeling of it after that 12-0 run. But one thing that kind of stood out, at least for me, maybe not you guys necessarily, is you look at the score, it's 52-28, and you talked about it, well, Wessick didn't really have a big night. He had 13 points. But imagine if Mason Thomas could have got going offensively, the score could have been even worse than what it was, because Mason Thomas is a heck of an athlete as well, and he only had 2 points on the night. So, I mean, if he gets going tomorrow night and Royal Valley plays like they did tonight, tomorrow, and Marysville plays like they did tonight, tomorrow, I don't know. Royal Valley, it's going to be hard to have to go against them against Marysville tomorrow night.
But who knows? It's a whole new day, a whole new game and matchup. And as we've seen time and time again, anything can happen in a high school basketball game of 32 minutes. So you just never know, and it should be exciting tomorrow nonetheless. Here's the final stats tonight brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. For year-round tax help that goes beyond just planning your taxes and your tax return, trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side. See group members Holton Tax Service with Mike Tankin and Kay Onler in Holton, or any K-Tax Services with Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel just west of Whiting. For the visiting Jeff West Tigers, who end their season 8-11 here tonight, Josh Broxton, the only guy that got in double digits with 11, 7 each for Garrett Athon and Brennan Shellman, who played pretty well off the bench. Luke Dickey had 2, and Wyatt Barnett finished with 1 free throw late. Jeff West was 3 of 8 at the line, though. Shellman missed 4 of them, so they kind of struggled at the stripe. Both teams hit 3 threes. 13 turnovers on Jeff West tonight. Royal Valley had just 9 turnovers, and they made 7 of 9 free throws, and all but 2 of those were made in the first half. Panthers getting big nights, though, from their big guys inside. Brady Klotz with 19, including an 11-point third-quarter outburst. And besides Klotz with 19, K.J. Miller had 12, and Knoxville-Wessick had the 13. He got going with some free throws and scored 9 in the second quarter. Had 1 field goal in the third and 1 field goal in the fourth. Panthers also getting 6 points from Jake Kelly tonight and the 2 that Logan mentioned from Mason Thomas. So the Panthers 19-3 will face Marysville, who's 18-3 tomorrow at 5 o'clock. What do you guys think? Probably a couple options. I'm going to guess I know which way you're leaning, but what are your thoughts on picking a player to bank on tonight, presented by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company here in Hiawatha?
I think it's got to go to Brady Klotz. I mean, the way he came out, especially in that third quarter, and just kind of started stretching the lead for Royal Valley.
Took over.
I mean, it was pretty much Brady Klotz's show out here tonight. And who knows, he might do that again. He might excel and go above that tomorrow night. We don't know. Obviously, you alluded to it, Justin. Anything's possible. Tomorrow's a new day, so can't count anything out. So I think it's got to go to Klotz.
We give a runner-up to K.J. Miller, and maybe even Knoxville-Wessick. I thought Kellen did a good job of pointing out. He may not always score, but, I mean, his defense, his ball handling, assist. I mean, he's just so smooth with the basketball. It just has to feel so good as a coach to have guys out there that are pretty experienced, even though they're only juniors. But the Panthers just didn't hurt themselves, didn't make a lot of mistakes tonight. I didn't feel like they forced a lot of shots. Just seemed like a pretty well-rounded effort. Maybe take away that 12-0 run for Jeff West in the second quarter. So our final tonight is 52-28. The Royal Valley boys win it. That'll wrap up our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Whether you're buying or selling residential, commercial, or residential or agricultural property, you can trust Be Outdoors Real Estate. They are the name to know. Royal Valley boys win it a third time against Jeff West, 52-28. They'll play Marysville and won 45-33 over Pleasant Ridge. We'll be back with two games tomorrow. We have our Community National Bank local high school scoreboard show still coming up later tonight. We have one team from the area that's already punched their tickets to the state tournament. March Madness continues, and Seth has the scoreboard show coming up. For Mike Bitterman running the camera on the Sabetha Channel, for Kellen Russell and Logan Bitterman, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Good night, everybody.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Holton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast. Clear skies continue across the area for tonight with a low falling to around 33. On Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs warm up to around 64 degrees. With